They did have a day off, just one, on Sunday, for reading, letter writing, mending clothes or laundry. It was really fun in the evening and on the weekends to play music, to sing, to tell stories, and have some fun. One story that is very popular that came from the logging years was from Eugene Shepherd, who reported that he saw a real hodag. It was near the town of Rhinelander. It was a 7-foot-long lizard-like beast, and it looked about 185 pounds. The beast had a large head with 2 horns. The body was spiked. It smelled terrible, like a skunk. And I know that he actually, it was a complete hoax, obviously, and he actually tricked people into seeing a hodag at county at fairs and paying money to see a fake animal in the at the county fairs. Of course, in Rhinelander, at the Chamber of Commerce, there's a big statue of a hodag there today. And also Paul Bunyan. Paul Bunyan was the greatest lumberjack of all, of course, in the Midwest. And in my book, I have just elements of what makes a tall tale. I have always found that kids are really intrigued by any story that's a tall tale because, of course, the main characters have superhuman abilities. It's our own Midwestern superheroes. They're very tall, very fast, or very strong. And the main character generally gets help from an object or an animal. In Paul's case, it was Babe the ox. Usually the tall tale describes an everyday problem, and the main character can solve the problem in funny ways. There are lots of stories about Paul Bunyan, like he tied a rope to the end of his axe and cut 40 acres of pine trees with a single swing, and he carved the Great Lakes by dragging his axe behind him. Lots of fun. I can imagine it would be fun if you were a lumberjack and you were very tired and you could have somebody do your work for you. All right, how did the logs travel to the sawmill? In the spring, they waited for the rivers to open up. This is a really cool picture of logs piled very high on a riverbank. When spring arrived, the ice and snow melted and the logs could now float downstream. In Wisconsin, rivers were essential during the early days of the lumber industry to transport logs to the sawmill. Moving logs by floating them on a river was called a log drive. It was sometimes the same men, but usually a different crew that was hired by a river driver because they were the most skilled, the most able to do this work. The men on the front crew balanced on the logs on the Peshtigo River in this picture. And here's another tool. They used those long pike poles to sort of corral the logs and make them go the direction they wanted. I mean, does that look like fun or does it look incredibly dangerous? I mean, you decide. They did wear different clothes. They wore different clothes in the winter, obviously. They needed to be clothes that would dry quickly if they did fall in. And they had shoes with cleats to help them stay on the logs. This is a picture of a logger's cleated shoes on the river drive. The river pilot was in charge of this special crew and hired highly skilled lumberjacks for the log drive. This picture shows a log drive on the Wisconsin River. The men worked from very, very early in the morning, before sunrise until sunset. And it was a tourist attraction. If you lived near a river where there was a log drive, people came to watch. So this was made into a postcard. It's a log drive on the Brule River near Florence, Wisconsin. Of course, they needed to eat, so there was a cook's tent on the Wisconsin River in 1913. There's also a famous wooden Wanigan named the Dancing Annie about 1900, and I do see more women on this river drive. It was also the river driver's office. They stored men's sleeping bundles, some clothes. Here's a member of a crew near the Chippewa River about 1905. The tool that they're using is a peavey, which has a pointed end and it's got that hook. We still have one at our farm today that we use for moving logs around. The rear crew used bateau boats to follow behind the logs because they didn't want to lose any of the logs. They wanted as many logs as possible to get to the sawmill. The bateau boat is a leftover special boat from the fur trading days. One of the worst things that could happen on a river drive was obviously a log jam. Logs got stuck and other logs piled up behind them. If you're wondering, how could this happen if they're right there with the logs? Well, I imagine it just, they didn't do it on purpose, obviously, but it's there were a few that got jammed up, and then depending on the current, the weather, who was helping, they just kept bashing into each other and piling up. It was a big problem because it essentially made a dam in the river. Also a tourist attraction. So there are postcards that were made of log jams and sent out to people. How did they break up the log jam? Well, they were walking around on them, which you can imagine, not too safe. Sometimes they tied horses to the logs with a rope. Larger companies, if they could afford it, blew it up to get it to move again. That's expensive because you're blowing up your product you're trying to get to the sawmill.